This is Passport to Texas. When it went to press 75 years ago, Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine had a different name.
It started out as Texas Game and Fish, and then when the agency changed, the name of the magazine changed as well to reflect the addition of more state park content.
For the past 10 years, Louis Bond has been the editor of this outdoor magazine of Texas.
We're so lucky to be at the helm of this magazine. Here we just walk in and we're just the current custodians, but it feels great to be part of such a long-standing, excellent tradition.
Originally, Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine was more of a hook and bullet publication.
We were more traditionally hunting and fishing at the beginning and now have added in through the years hiking and biking and visiting state parks, bird watching and photography and all of those wonderful pursuits that our readers have.
Louis says the magazine experienced pop culture shifts over the years as well, such as not publishing recipes for certain critters.
Perhaps large rats and things like that. Back in the day, people cooked whatever game was in their yard. You could think of those folks as locavores, as we have locavores today.
The magazine celebrates its 75th anniversary all year long, and we tell you how they plan to do that tomorrow. That's our show for today. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks, Guts, Glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.